are in a place of feeling like you have to judge yourself or others, you can't come from a place of forgiveness. So you have to choose in each moment to come from a place of forgiveness, that divine place within that is all forgiving, or you come from a place of the intellect where you feel you need to judge. The judgment comes from your intellect, because a judgment needs to be weighed. You either know, which is what comes from the divine within, and that's an all-knowing place. The all-knowing does not need to judge, it just knows. So it is the intellect that thinks, that needs to weigh and needs to judge. So all judgment comes from ego, and the ego weighs. So when you look at the judgment and you look at those scales, all scales in a court of law, for example, in the legal system, is coming from a place of ego. Only the ego can judge. Divinity does not judge, because the divine does not need to judge. The divine knows. There's nothing to weigh. There's nothing to decide. It just knows. So it's the ego that is sitting in judgment, and it's the ego that has to weigh right or wrong, good or bad. The divinity within always knows what the truth is, so the divinity within doesn't have to think about what's right or what's wrong. The divine within already knows. So when you let go of all judgment of self and or others, you will be in a place of just knowing. And when you are in a place of just knowing, you are in that pure space of being, and you will also not be judged, because it's only the ego that can judge. The ego is a self-created aspect of self from which to know itself. And it's in that place that analysis occurs as to determine, are you good or bad? And in that, it has to compare itself to others. And then who else are you comparing yourself to? If you knew who you are, which is a divine being, you would also know that they too are divine beings. So how can you compare yourself to another divine being? Because all divine beings are divine. So what's to judge? It's divine or it's not divine? If you are operating from the ego, you are not operating from a place of being divine. So judgment can occur out of a place of not knowing who you are or who the other is. How does someone judge another when they don't know who they are, and they don't know who they are or the other? So how can anyone judge? So when you let go of judgment and that ego part of you, you also will not be judged, because then the judgment no longer lies within yourself, so it doesn't attract judgment to you. So by letting go of all judgment, then you can be aligned with the divine. When you are coming from a place of judgment of self and or others, you are not aligned with the divine. So when you realize you are in judgment, you know you are separate from the divine, and you can let go of that judgment, forgive self for the judgment, and realign with the divine. And if you are being judged, you know you have a judgment about self within. Often what people do is they are judging their worth. So how can an ego-based individual sit in judgment of its worth when its worth at essence is divine? So when you give up the judgment, you also give up the issues of self-worth, because how could one divine being be worth more than another divine being when everything and everyone is divine? Nothing can have more worth than you, and you can't have more worth than another. So how can you compare yourself to another or compare someone else to another, because all are a part of the divine? So when you live in the ego, you are then coming from a place of comparing one thing to another, and that's where you get into trouble in the first place, is thinking there's anything better than self, the self that resides within, the divine within. You can't compare that to anything. And when you go outside of yourself to the ego to try to determine that there might be something better outside of the self, in that act of separating, you end up losing the power of the being that you are when you are aligned with the divine. So it's always the self. It always goes back to the self, and there is only the self, and the self at essence is always divine. So when you give up your judgments of being separate from the divine, or any thought about being separate from the divine, all that other stuff falls away. So you are not, it's like when you accept you are a divine being and you let the rest of it fall away, you will not be judged, because there's nothing left to judge. You can't judge what is divine. Divinity is just what is. It's our essence, it's our purity within. So all the rest that comes up where you have fear of judgment is all separation. It's all separation from source. So if you think of, if you recognize, you are in a place of judgment or having a fear of judgment, you recognize this is memory. I need to let go of that and choose to realign myself with the divine. And then you're whole and complete again. And there's no place to be judged if you're whole and complete. I know it sounds simple, and in a way it is, but we all get tripped up when we think. The thinking is what gets us into trouble. And if we can stop thinking so much, we can be aligned much easier. But if you notice those judgments or memories or thinking come up, the part of you that you need to align with is, okay, you think, this is where your conscious comes in. You recognize, oh, I separated myself. I need to return to the divine within, go home, and let go of what was just an ego-based experience of thinking, and let the rest of that go so you can be restored to that place of all-knowing, purity, balance, and in that state of wholeness, you lack for nothing, and nothing else exists but that pure place. So we'll let go of anything that causes your separation, all judgment, all ways in which you have ever judged yourself,